59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We are live, January 25th, 2018, Patriot Power Hour, episode 10. 1-0, we're in the double digits. Future Dan, are you excited?
Yes, sir, Mr. Cochran. We have 10 under the belt and dozens more in 2018 to go.
Heck yeah, man. It's been a good ride so far. Each show more and more interesting, and we got more and more news and crazy stuff going on each week, it seems, too. Got a pretty power-packed show tonight. I know what you want to get into first, and I know we had different things we were going to talk about, this, that, and other thing, but it's totally at the top of your mind. Top of my mind, too, but I need to learn more about it. I know our listeners do. Give us some of this info, these updates on the dirty dossier and all this stuff coming out of the FBI. You probably wanted to say this for a different segment. I'm breaking ranks right now, but we were talking about that a little bit before the show. Let's get into that at first if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I do, anyone out there listening, our number is 619-789-6804. Call in, use the Blog Talk Radio, raise your hand, and we're going to take questions tonight. So, episode 9 was last Thursday, January 18th. And the day after episode 9 of the Patriot Power Hour, all heck has broken loose in this past week of news concerning the growing FBI scandal. Unprecedented. Rocking that agency to its core, revealing things that, you know, many of us never thought we'd live to see. So I'm going to run through them, Ben, hit a week's worth of news as fast as I can, and give you my thoughts.
All right, have at it.
So January 19th, last Friday, Breitbart reported that the Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson admitted the FBI may have paid expenses for author of the Dirty Dossier, former British spy Christopher Steele. Dirty Dossier, of course, was a bunch of nonsense and foolishness that various political factions tried to gather and put out there for Trump. They found some British hack spy that would put his name on it. And basically the suspicion is the corrupt pieces of the FBI took it to the FISA court in an attempt to get the wiretap on Trump, the wiretap that Trump claimed he was a victim of. More will come out on that. Last Sunday, the 21st, Yahoo News revealed the FBI has told Congress that months of texts by FBI agent Peter Strzok have been lost for, quote, technical reasons. Strzok was removed from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team following discovery of derogatory comments about the president. Also last Sunday, Cheryl Atkinson of The Hill publishes a piece showing another Strzok text, which confesses that FBI fired FBI Director James Comey and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, knew Hillary Clinton would never face charges. Can you believe what you just heard? This text happened before the FBI's no notes interview with Clinton, who I believe Strzok was a member of the interviewing team. So this Monday, the 22nd, Fox News contributor Judge Andrew Napolitano claims that the GOP is sitting on the FISA memo because public faith in the FBI could be obliterated. Basically, the majority party is afraid that the top law enforcement agency in the country would be forever undermined if some of these details came out. And they are coming out, Ben. Tuesday,
right.
PJ Media brings out the fact that Strzok and his mistress, Lisa Page, who is also an FBI lawyer, referenced a quote-unquote secret society within the FBI, and that this secret society had met the day after the election to plot against the president-elect. This past Tuesday, Gateway pundit Jim Hoff quotes House Oversight Chair Trey Gowdy, congressman from South Carolina, saying, quote, today we saw a text about not keeping texts. That's criminal. When on FBI mobile devices, text messages are being planned to be deleted. Okay. Also this Tuesday, PJ Media covered Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson. Senator Johnson acknowledging an FBI informant has said that the secret society held offsite meetings. Yesterday, Wednesday, the 24th, Judicial Watch disclosed court documents showing that as FBI director, Mueller helped cover up a 9/11 probe about Saudis that had been living in Florida. Okay? That came out in court. That's who the special counsel is in the Russiagate investigation, which is quickly unraveling. Also yesterday,
right.
True Pundit claimed an unnamed high-ranking FBI official is saying that a number of the missing 50,000 FBI text messages reportedly discuss initiating physical harm to the President of the United States. Going back to what Napolitano said about public faith in the FBI being obliterated, if any of those text messages actually talk about harming the President of the United States, think about the line that we have crossed as a republic. All right. And today, Zero Hedge reports a leak from the FISA memo. It may name former FBI Director Comey, current FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and a Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein. Okay. Those are the types of people being named. That's the type of topics that are in those missing texts.
Ooh,
your reaction, Mr. Cochran.
I mean, that is pretty. Now that you go down that line, just bam, 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 and how it's escalating just since last time we were on air, too. That's pretty crazy. Who knows what it's going to be like next time, right? But, I mean, on the other hand, I'm already jaded. I already don't have trust in the FBI. I'm already, you know, shattered for more than 20 years for me. However, if it helps others wake up, that's great. But I really feel as if this is already like a given. Maybe I've done my research, so maybe I already know this type of stuff is going on in a way. Or maybe I'm just jaded. But I feel as if it's obvious that the FBI is essentially a foreign operative controlled by international interest used to persecute, blackmail, and this and that. Of course, you know, who knows what the percentage, but some percent of the FBI does carry out good crime investigation, et cetera. But we definitely know at those top echelons, it's very selective. And that's what you were really getting to, I remember, before we went on air. You can get into, you know, maybe the bottom level, maybe bottom couple levels. But to get up there to the top, the filtering really becomes a little fiefdom, and it really breeds some nasty stuff.
Yeah, my take is these are crimes at the top law enforcement agency in America. If you believe there are just a few bad apples at the FBI, you are part of the problem. This is much larger than just texts between two FBI agents. The FBI operates a systematic selection process, which is clearly producing corrupt careerists like Strzok and Page.
Right.
If you believe
exactly.
This isn't a rogue federal secret police force, they're not as dangerous as your naivete. If you believe the American people need the FBI and that the FBI must be protected by not releasing the memo, you're a hazard to liberty, and more so than the criminals in the J. Edgar Hoover building right now.
Ooh.
That's my take.
Yeah, because you're laying out, you know, falling over or moving aside for them, if not just abetting them straight up. So I can see that for sure. I can see that. So, I mean, what's going to happen? I know you want me to give my analysis. I don't know. Like I said, I'm a little bit biased because I already feel as if I knew the FBI was this bad or even worse. Who knows what's going to come out? I think it's worse. I don't have any specifics, of course, but I just, you know, yeah, when you research this stuff enough, you know. But anyway, what's going to happen next? I hope some people actually are brought to justice, and I mean definitely in a fair way by law, rule of law, not just anarchy. We're not just anarchists up here saying we're going to go up and grab them and hang them from lampposts on Pennsylvania Avenue without the proper due justice and rule of law and process, but we do need people to be held accountable if this stuff is true, and it sounds pretty darn true to me.
You know, why not order the Secret Service to go into the top floors of those buildings in Washington, D.C. and make arrests? I mean, if it's initiating harm against the President of the United States and it was talked about in text, I'll tell you right now, if you and I plotted some of that on this radio show tonight, we'd be getting visited at
a
minimum.
Very true. Yeah.
Just because they're FBI agents doesn't mean they can't be arrested.
Exactly. We would never lose our texts. They would be kept by the NSA forever. I saw some headlines and read a little bit about that. Where's the backups?
So if you think about this from a foreign perspective, if you were observing the United States and you had a law enforcement agency like the Secret Service, arresting senior officials in the FBI, that's the type of thing when we witness it in foreign capitals, we say, hey, there's a coup going on, you know,
right,
or a counter coup going on. Saudi Arabia just had, you know, hundreds of princes arrested. Some of them died being tortured, right? I mean, that's where we are when you have an agency like this that far out in, you know, off the hook when it comes to the criminality being exposed. And that's why you see senators with blank looks on their faces, and you know, the House Intel chairman last fall looked like he was seeing a ghost, because if they do bring it out, it's a serious, serious matter for how the rest of the world looks at our stability. You know, like I said on previous episodes of the Patriot Power Hour, things like this can combine with other events and spin out of control.
Definitely. When there's a lot of other events, and we're going to cover some more later today on the show. Let's give out the number before we get to our first break. Again, we are a live radio show. While most of our listeners do listen via podcast, you can call in live. We're 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific every Thursday. And the call-in number, 619-789-6804. That's a 619-789-6804. If you get on, you can just sit back and listen, but hit 1 on the dial pad if you want to talk with us. We'll get you on air maybe in the second third segment of the show tonight. And otherwise, Future Dan, what else you got for us?
Coming up after the break, we're going to hit the heat map. Talk about everything happening international and economic and natural, Ben.
All right, futuredanger.com. Go there, check it out. There's the heat map we're talking about. We're going to be going through there if you want to follow along. Futuredanger.com. Listen to our sponsors and stick with us. Patriot Power Hour. We'll be back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Back, Patriot Power Hour, and we're gonna jump right into the Future Danger heat map. We got several hot indicators going on right now. In column one, as discussed in first segment, judicial system direly distrusted. We got the FBI on the ropes. We got American people looking at it like, what the heck? What could happen next in that area? Stay tuned. By a week from today, there's gonna be more breaking news. Also in column one, aliens vote. California is registering illegal aliens to vote automatically. What could you expect from California? Nothing less, probably. Also in column one, news blatantly censored. Social media giant set to roll out a new system that will bury even more content. That's obviously the prime objective of Facebook these days is make sure that only certain voices get heard. Dems demand Twitter, Facebook crack down on the hashtag release the memo, saying it's Russian bots. That was their first knee-jerk moment. They're just clinging to that Trump-Russia collusion narrative. Seems like it's collapsing every day on them. So they went ahead and said that Twitter and Facebook must crack down on release the memo hashtag, and comes out today from Twitter that, in fact, that was indigenous. That was the United States. That was, American patriots are running that hashtag, including at Future Danger 6 on Twitter and Gab. I hit that hashtag all week long. In column two, security and international and domestic security news. We got the Korean situation right there on the back burner. Seems like both sides have toned it down ahead of the Olympics next month. CIA reportedly briefed the president on the risks and opportunities of a limited attack. North Korean officials are allowing their soldiers to raid homes and farms to feed the army. That's never a good sign. And right up there next to the North Korean border, Russian Marines are drilling. They may know something we don't. We got mayhem in the Middle East. Turkey invades Syria. We got a Russian spy ship spotted off North Carolina coast. And in case you were looking south of the border, Mexico suffered a record homicide tally in 2017. Got to keep an eye on Mexico. If that place splits apart and goes to a revolution, you can only imagine what the refugee problem would be like. In the natural world, here's the earthquakes we've experienced in the last 5 days. A 6.3 hits Chile, 7.9 hits the Gulf of Alaska, 6.0 off of the coast of Indonesia, off of Java, 6.2 off of northern Japan, 6.2 hits a Russian island in the Bering Sea, and just a few hours before this show aired live, a shallow 5.8 mag hit off the North Carolina, or Northern California coast. So the Ring of Fire is rocking. We got all kinds of earthquakes in the area too. We got a Japanese volcano came to life at a ski resort. 35 years of calm. Top of it just blew off, throwing boulders all over the place. So watch that, especially if you're a West Coast Patriot Power Hour listener. Things are shaking. We got a Black Death fears are still sweeping Madagascar, coming back, and there's some kind of a strange fever coming out of Uganda right now. 10 cases confirmed of this eye-bleeding plague. Keep an eye on it. But the biggest news in Calm 4 of Future Danger this week, the Chinese cloned monkeys. Chinese scientists have cloned macaques. They got a couple of them, and it's the first time it's been done for a primate. How far away could we possibly be from humans being cloned? I don't know. The organization PETA came out and just said it's a horror show, which I don't normally agree with PETA and their objectives and their stances, but in this case, you know, when they're right, they're right. Cloning a pair of monkeys is a horror show. And with that, column three, economic news. You know, we're seeing all kinds of indications that president's ready to ramp up a trade war with China. China and South Korea vowed a trade war retaliation as the president put up tariffs this week on solar panels and washing machines. The dollar is still heading southwards, you know, dipping below 90 on the dollar index, the DXY, fresh three-year low. Talked about it last week. It's still happening. Meanwhile, Southern California home prices topped the record set during the bubble ahead of the previous financial crisis. With that recap of the Future Danger heat map, I'm going to bring in Mr. Ben Cochran for his reaction. Ben, what are you feeling economically? What's shaping up?
Economically, you hit on it, and it's not just the dollar going down, but also interest rates starting to rise. The Treasury in particular, I think, the Treasury rate is starting to spike. Could mean some big problems for not just stocks, not just for consumer confidence and things like that. And that is important, but compared to just being able to pay off the debt. Because you got to remember, first off, there's a ton of U.S. debt out there, and that interest rate's going up. But you got to remember, almost every other form of debt out there, not just all government, but also commercial and whatnot, those are tied to prime rates, and those are generally correlated, if not directly connected, to the U.S. Treasury. Now, when I was in school studying for my finance degree, they always had an equation. There's always equations, right? And guess what the foundation of almost all those was? It was simply RF, R with a subscript F. What was that? Risk-free. So it was, what would a risk-free asset pay to you, right? What would you have to, if it was risk-free, you still have to have some sort of interest, but the idea is that a risk-free interest rate is the cost of money, you know, the time element. On average, people want to consume now, not later. People to put off, You got to pay them a little bit. So for a risk-free asset, and guess what they always told us the risk-free was? They're like, just sub in the U.S. Treasury as the risk-free asset. So whatever the U.S. Treasury price was at that time was the quote-unquote risk-free interest rate. I don't believe that by any means, especially in the situation we're in now. And, you know, simple fact is that those interest rates going up with all that debt we have, not just as a country, but personally, auto, student loan, mortgage rates, et cetera, this kind of collapse of the dollar and then concurrently the spike in interest rates could be an issue, definitely.
Yeah, and we talked before, you know, treasury rates surge, foreign-owned treasuries are bought and then dumped. You know, we could be facing, you know, with this Congress limping along with continuing resolution after continuing resolution, like, what are we funding our government at? The clip of 3 weeks at a time right now? 6 weeks, maybe?
Yeah.
So, you know, the potential of at least – you know, foreign bankers starting to talk about a default or an inability of the United States to service its debts is, you know, the type of thing where, you know, if you're so inclined to believe the banksters are out to get us, out to, you know, nail this president, these are the types of things that are lurking out there that could happen. Meanwhile, we're probably going to grow at 4% again this quarter. So how do you put those two together? Can Trump just grow past any of these concerns, grow the economy right on past it, at least for a while?
Yeah, you might be able to scoot along a little longer, but still 4% is not enough. We're still spending such a huge deficit. And don't forget all the unfunded liabilities. And the baby boomers are just now starting to retire and just now starting to draw more benefits compared to what they earn. And this, that, and the other thing. The Social Security office came out recently, said, hey, we need to freeze all benefits now, like now, and then that's going to slowly turn into reducing them, even if that's through inflation. And if inflation starts to pick up, guess it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the elderly, the people on fixed income, the poor first. It'll definitely hurt everybody in the long run. But that's potentially what we're looking at. It hasn't crossed any crazy barriers yet. But you got to remember also, as that occurs, guess who's been going up, ratcheting up just a little bit each and every day? Gold and silver, just a little bit. 1% there, 1.5% there, 0.8% there. So in lockstep, gold and silver starting to creep up.
Speaking of silver, you got any giveaway?
Well, we may just have a caller on the line in the next segment. I do see a caller just popped on. We're going to commercial almost any second, but I was going to be giving away some free silver or Bitcoin to our first caller, so we might have a winner already. Guess what? Might have to give some more out to get another caller, so might as well get the number out before we get off to break. 619-789-6804. If we get two callers today, we might be giving away two things, one as well. All right, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Come on, it's Big Duke 6. God damn it!
I want a three-line bomb!
Big Duke 6, roger. Dub-1-3, standby.
Over to the Stone Age, son!
Dub-1-3, roger. They need some napalm down in the tree line. Can you get twisted around time to put it down here?
Right, 1-3, you were making fun with what target?
I'm going to press the mortar fire off the tree line down there.
Roger, here we come.
Good. Give it all you got and bring in all your ships. Wing of breath. Big Duke 6, this is Dub-1-3. The jet's being bombed now. There, you've got about 30 seconds to on station. Get your people back and heads down. This is going to be a big one.
goes like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking big body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smells like victory. Someday this war's gonna end.
Do you want to build a website? Web-based Coding is a leading web design firm building websites since 1998. Veteran-owned and operated, Web-based Coding can build your website. They specialize in WordPress technologies. Develop a beautiful, pixel-perfect website that is stunning on computers, tablets, and phones. Coding can solve your business problems on the Internet, helping you brand or sell your product or service. This company excels in e-commerce through automation, user-friendliness, up-to-date security protocols, and well-written code. Do you have a WordPress website and struggle with it? Web-based Coding has programmers that can fix your site, speed it up, and add custom functionality. Call 239-362-6014 for a free consultation. Get a simple quote over the phone or visit webbasedcoding.com to view their portfolio and five-star testimonials. Do you want to build a website? It begins at webbasedcoding.com.
All right, we are back live. Patriot Power Hour. Future Dan, are you ready to take our caller?
Let's do it.
All right, 516 caller, you're on the air. How you doing today?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up? How you been?
So how much did I exactly win?
Yeah, well, it depends. Do you want some Bitcoin or you want some silver?
Bitcoin fell under, right?
It did. Essentially, what I'm giving away is 1 ounce of silver or the equivalent in Bitcoin. So an ounce of silver is worth about $20, or $20 worth of Bitcoin. That's what the giveaway is.
No, oh, but I have to put, like, my credit card information and everything?
No. You just give me
You
got to
ask us a
address.
Question on the Patriot Power Hour, man. What's your name?
All right. This is Jesse from I'm sorry. Yeah, I came a little bit rude. I'm sorry. My name is Jesse from Long Island. I seen the Bitcoin. I saw that 8.8 million. I'm really impressed with it, with how it went. But yeah. I work at a spot with stock workers. I'm not saying I'm a person in stock. But I asked them about Bitcoin, and they're like, bro, it's a fool's bet. But
that's what they say.
Like,
are you down in the financial district in New York, and then you work there, and then you ask some of these dudes about that?
Well, I'm a doorman in the city.
Okay.
You hear what people have to say.
Sure. Yeah, I bet you hear all types
of stuff. Yeah. Well, yeah, look, I don't put it down for nothing. For me, when something, when everybody on Facebook is talking about it, I'm like, damn, that shit, like, it sounds too good to be true. You know what I mean?
Hey, Jesse, like, Jesse, this is Future Dan. Let me ask you a question. How'd you hear about our promo for Patriot Power Hour?
I'm a Blog Talk Radio fan. I used to do a Blog Talk Radio show.
Awesome.
Nice,
you saw our page. All right. So Bitcoin did 11,753 during episode 9 7 days ago. It's down $579 since last week, down about 5%. So it's holding steady,
down, but
it's really volatile. If you take your Bitcoin, Jesse, you got to be prepared. It might not be worth squat next week, or it could be something else,
that's
a lot
I'm
more.
Saying. I look, like 50 cash on Channel 12 News this morning, that's Long Island News, 50 cashed out at 8.8 million.
Yeah,
which
50
is,
cent.
Which
did you hear about that, Future Dan? Yeah, that's crazy. I definitely heard about that. So 50 Cent, for people that don't know, he's a rapper. He took all his album sales in Bitcoin, I believe, and he made like $8 million, right?
I think he just put like a, I think he put like a real low interest in, and
okay, then
cashed out yesterday at 8.8 million.
Yeah, I heard he didn't even know he had it for a while. He forgot he had it.
He probably did. But yeah,
that's crazy.
I
mean, Jesse, I want to hear more about when you ask these stock guys and like, so. What did you ask them exactly? You just asked them if it was legit or advice, and they just didn't like it at all, huh?
I asked them for advice, and they, like, pretty much laughed me off. They're like, I said, bro, that's not going nowhere. You know, and I'm a hip-hop fan as well. I don't know if you guys are hip-hop fans. I like Uncle Murda. Like, the Breakfast Club interviews, do you guys like that or no? I know.
I like some old, like, rap. I definitely know some rap. Like, 3-6 Mafia is my favorite, to be honest. I'm not up on any new stuff, really, though.
But Uncle Murda, he's a rapper. He was on
okay, the
Breakfast Club. He said that he, you know, he made money off of Bitcoin. And my only other problem with Bitcoin, also, if I could be honest.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
And I hope this doesn't take away from what I went. you know, there was this Facebook post saying that he tried to cash out and Bitcoin sent him a message saying, you can't cash out today, you have to cash out tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. That is definitely something that could be dangerous about Bitcoin, and we've covered that sometimes on the show, is you're not always interacting directly with Bitcoin. You're interacting with exchanges, and they could be shady. So Bitcoin, in my opinion, Bitcoin itself is pretty strong, but there's all different side organizations trying to, like, do some little Ponzi's and try to screw with stuff. That's – you got to be worried about that. Well, hey, man, you don't have to get Bitcoin. You can get some silver. You know, silver's been around since pretty much humans have
What's
been as
silver?
Money. So just, you know, like silver, like a silver coin, like gold and silver and gold. So I'm not giving away gold, but I give away a little silver, and it's just a silver coin. It's worth about 20. You can go to a pawn shop and sell it for like 15, 20 bucks, or just hold on to it. And it's been known
so
as one of the best ways to save money.
I give you my address and you just.
Yeah, you're like a contest winner. You just send me like whatever your address in Long Island. We'll get your stuff off air and I'll mail it to you. And there you go. We appreciate you being on the show, man.
But what's so? I don't understand the silver. Like, I know what Bitcoin is. I don't understand what silver is. And I'm sorry if I sound ignorant.
It's the thing that rings are made out of, man. It's metal. It's what the Romans made coins
out
of.
I understand what silver is. But why give away?
Because we're breaking the
okay,
banksters, Jesse.
Yeah,
this show's
so,
about talking about the economy and the financial fiat currency system that we are within. And you're talking to Ben, the bankster Breaker Cochran, who is dead set opposed to fiat paper greenbacks.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you see the Big Short? Was that what it was called?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what we're talking about. Stuff like that.
So, were you guys in? Not in on it, but did you know about it or no? And how accurate is that movie?
I didn't see it coming, and I remember when the president had the Treasury Secretary and the chairman of the Federal Reserve in his office, and I remember the same scene from the movie, like, holy crap, that never happened before. And as an ordinary Joe, I remember being hosed by it with the value of my house.
Yeah, and myself, right. I've only been working for a few years out of high school and stuff, right? So I pretty much my job got closed down because of the recession that happened, right? And so after that, I woke up a little bit and I did a lot more research. I found out how those banks are so shiesty and just screwing us over. And you're right there in the heart of it. You're the doorman for some of these guys probably, which is crazy. So I'm really glad you're able to call in. Long story short, though, over the history, silver.
Well, you know, I just became a doorman recently, though. You know.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll be our inside informant.
How can he reach you, Ben? Hopefully. He should email his contact information to you.
Exactly. Jesse, you got something you can write a number down real quick? Or actually, an email address?
Jesse.
Okay.
No, don't give yours. Ben, how can he reach you?
Here. How about this? This is the easiest way. You got Twitter?
Yeah.
All right. On Twitter, you just got to look me up. I'm on Twitter. And just go there and search for me. Future Dan, I just changed my handle. It's Bankster Breaker. So Bank, B-A-N-K, S-T-E-R. Just like Gangster, but Bankster Breaker.
Bankster Breaker.
Break it. Bankster Breaker. So that's for everyone, all the listeners out there too. If you want to contact me on Twitter,
and what do I win?
Your choice. So maybe think about it. Yeah, you win like 1 ounce worth of silver. So one silver coin, you'll be really happy with it. Trust me. Or some Bitcoin. If you're not a fan of Bitcoin or you don't know what it is, I would suggest the silver because everyone will always take some silver. It's the safest.
That's the thing. With Bitcoin, it's you know, and I'm sorry if I disrespect you with this, but
no,
it's almost like nowadays you become so aware of shit. You know what I mean?
Like, right. No, absolutely.
And maybe we're on our defensive too much.
We got to go to break real quick. Yeah. But, hey, hit me up on Twitter, at Bankster Breaker. We'll keep the conversation going. I'll make sure I get you some silver your way. I think you want some silver. It's a lot safer. But thanks a ton for calling in.
I was talking about the Bernie Madoff stuff, too. But.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll got to get you back on air soon. We got to go to commercial. We'll be back, folks. Stick with us.
Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work,
when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Welcome back to the machine, Patriot Power Hour, Raw Amateur Blog Talk Radio Podcasting. Mr. Cochran, have you paid up on your debts to Jesse yet?
I haven't checked my Twitter, but hopefully he will hit me up. Wrestling callers out there, hit me up as well at Bankster Breaker on Twitter. What are you, Future Danger 6, I think, right? That's yours, right?
Future Danger 6 on Twitter and Gab.
There you go. Yeah, that's I'm on right. Gab as well. I also believe it's Bankster Breaker. Recently went through a handle change, big lifetime change for me. You know, had to be done. Anyway, we just had an awesome guest, Jesse. Thanks a ton for calling in. Look forward to giving him some. I'm going to be giving him some silver. I'm going to go ahead and make that call for him, because unless he changes his mind or really wants some Bitcoin, he's got a wallet or he wants it. I think anyone who's not sure what Bitcoin is, when you win this contest, pick some silver, you're going to not regret it down the line. Trust me. It'll be very valuable for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So in our final segment, Ben, on episode 10, here on January 18. I just want to hit an article that I saw that coming out of the prepper community, the preparedness. People are into the survivalist mindset. I saw an article. We post them on Future Danger in column one, halfway down, just prepper advisory. Carry news that kind of doesn't fit anywhere else, but is interesting, and it's along those lines. Things you might want to think about. And I came across an article this week I want to discuss on our show. It was an interview by the organic prepper with a fellow named Selko. And Selko was a survivor of the Yugoslav War. He survived the Balkan War in the 1990s. He saw his country get torn to pieces along ethnic lines at the end of the Cold War and suffer through just hell on earth with Bosnia Herzegovina and the entire Civil War. And he's being asked in this article, and it's up right now in the prepping advisory. It's entitled Selko, Who Survives and Who Dies When SHFT Shit Hits the Fan, right? And because he's a veteran and experienced it, he has perspectives, and they're fascinating. So the first one, he advises, if people living in a normal, average life with your family, your job, your kids, you know, everything's just going along in a normal lifestyle, when one of those major crises happen and all that is gone, people have a sensation where they're losing control. And he just said that he witnessed people had an extremely hard time dealing with it. Most people are not mentally going to be able to prepare.
Right.
Are not going to be mentally prepared for it.
I don't know if this was – I've heard something similar. I don't know if it's the same person or if it was something different. It had to have been a couple years ago. I remember reading and hearing about this. But it was exactly from the Baltic conflict in the 90s, how they were – I believe lighters, like Bic lighters, were one of the most valuable currencies, if I recall. Like you could get so much for a lighter. And it was just the war torn, just the stories of how people survived. And like you said, SHTF, pretty much scenario. And you know the details much more than me, I'm sure, because you were probably getting ready to mobilize into that stuff, or who knows. But long story short, you know, there was blockades going on and major supply cuts, and just people were just – stuck in total wastelands and left to die, pretty much. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where Sokol was coming out of. And the second, and there's a few of these, but the second one, and I'm going to stop after each one and give you a reaction, a chance to react. But the second one was,
okay.
When the survival event, and Future Danger is geared towards seeing them coming, but when a survival event comes along, you know, people at the beginning think, oh, this is going to last a few days or maybe a week, right? Like a hurricane,
right,
or major snowstorm. And they're very, you know, they're helpful, and they're just they have a good spirit about it. It's, you know, it's kind of like camping. And then
right.
It goes on. Now it's like a month. And that's when the violence and the harder time comes. But
okay.
According to Sokol, even, you know, in the first month or two, people are seeing it as everything's going to go back to normal. This is worse than we ever thought, but it's going to go back to normal. But then is the next phase, when it's starting to look permanent, several months. And that is when he said, in his experience in Yugoslavia, that things start to change, that the violence starts to spike, that most humans need to see, you know, order and a cause and operating in an organized way, society operating in an organized way. And then when they need to be able to see the light. And if you get to that point of hopelessness, he says that all the people that can't cope with losing control, there's a whole majority of us are going to mentally surrender to hopelessness.
Jeez. Damn. That's rough. But, I mean, I definitely believe it, and I'd hope I would get through it, but you never know. Maybe I'm too weak. Hope not. Hope I don't have to go through it. But we got to expect we're going to go through it with all these issues coming about. Hopefully we don't, but you got to be at least try to be prepared and try to look forward to it. And I know that's what Future Danger is about.
And just thinking about, you know, the hopelessness. Most people are not going to be able to handle it. The loss of control. Most people aren't going to be able to handle it. And be able to anticipate, this is what most of the people around you are going to be going through, is a step in preparedness that, you know, it's arguably way more important than how many cans of beans you got stored away. The third one that Sokol was talking about is, you know, the resetting of values. And he writes, in a normal life, you're a lawyer or a clerk or a financial advisor to a missile company or something like that. And then one day the world collapses, okay? He said that these types of people, the high-skilled, the white-collars, within 20 days, they find out they're living in a world where, you know, if you can't chop down trees, pick vegetables, repair weapons, you know, charge from car batteries, shoot a rifle, if you don't have any of those skills, you're nowhere near as important as you were. And it's a new value system. And the reset of those people going from having, you know, what they, you know, they're sort of arrogant about, I got this skill level and I have this value to society, and getting reset into being, you know, far less useful than the guy that took their garbage out on a regular basis. The disruption among that set of people, it will be enormous.
crap, I'm in trouble then. My fiance always gives me garbage for not being able to fix things. And it's true, though. I have improved upon that. And I do my number one prep. Well, at least what I try to, maybe not my number one prep, but I definitely try to stay physically fit and healthy because, yeah, I'm not super handy, but I could at least chop some freaking wood. So, no, that's a big thing for people to look into and something to definitely diversify your preps and way to look at that type of stuff as it might come down the pike.
Yeah, when I check out these articles, and I don't post, like, the how to dehydrate apples 80 different way, you know, preparedness articles. But these ones that more are in line with, like, societally, how do you prepare for everybody else who isn't thinking along these lines is the types of things you find in the prepping advisory. And I found this article from Selco. You know, it's the organic prepper, and it was an interview with this fellow named Selco. I thought it's fascinating. I've only touched the tip of the iceberg on the things that he kind of reveals about what it was like to be in the Balkans in the Yugoslav Civil War, and how everybody around him had to just adjust after it was clear that the bad times had come and they weren't going away soon. So not to bring us to a point at the end of the show with a lot of doom and gloom, but, you know, at the start of the show, we're talking about a federal law enforcement agency that's clearly gone rogue, and it can't be the type of thing that would describe a stable nation, Mr. Cochran.
No, definitely not. I mean, man. Hey, this is what people got to do. You got to go to futuredanger.com. Go check out those type of articles under the prepping advisory. Go check out the Patriot Power archive. If you just now started to listen to Patriot Power Hour on the 10th episode, you can go back, listen to the 9 prior episodes, or if in the future you miss it, you're doing whatever, you miss a show, find it there, leave us a voicemail. And that's actually the way to end the show. Whoever made it this far, go to futuredanger.com, leave a voicemail, give us your opinion, ask a question, anything like that. Just give us some feedback via the voicemail. We'll play you live next week. And guess what? You'll win the silver or Bitcoin. Future Dan, we're out of here. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good one.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here.
Morgan stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Mark.
Paul Simon Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
they
collapsed.
They knew.
Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
Party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.